外昆特之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年2月21日，星期五。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们深爱着的卡贝山德玛拉，去为我们继续讲述今天的正点博家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。哈利克什纳。
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 20.
圣典不加放歌第十章第二十节。
Nagana Chalyandasya Vinandana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Shri Chaitanya Manodhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapada Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sahagana Ravana Tanvitantam Sadevam Sadvetam Savadutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devan Shri Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Vivishakantam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinabandhu Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrinda Vishabhanu Sute Pranamami Hare Priye Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracha Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Acha Chadeva friendship of Yuruvyasya, Rupa Sindhuvyasya, Patitanam Bhavanevya Vaishnavya, Namaha. Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Sarasvati Devi Charani Sesha Sunny. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Devi Namaste Gauravani Shimotahe Hirakati Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gora Twishe E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Vigadvati Gopesha Gopika Kantara Dapta Kanchana Gaurangera Deva Dhamanesha Vishabhanu Sutede Pranamami Hari Priya Dapta Kanchana Gaurangera Deva Dhamanesha Vishabhanu Sutede Pranamami Mukham karoti vachamam bhagavam vai tegarim chakvi pathamam shigarundina tarinim Okay, text number 28, chapter 10, Bhagavad Gita.
国家梵歌的第十章第二十世节
Amahma amudakesha sarva bhuta shayam shkita Am Adis Jamadhyam Cha Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha Am Atma Buddha Kesha Sarva Buddha Shaya Stika Am Adis Jamadhyam Cha Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha We will understand
Aham Atma Guda Kesha Sarva Bhutas Shaya Stitaha Aham Adischa Madhyancha Bhutanam Anta Evacha.
Aham.
Wo.
Atma.
Atma.
The soul.
灵魂.
Gudakesha.
Gudakesha.
Oh Arjuna.
Oh Arjuna.
Sarva Bhuta.
Sarva Bhuta.
Of all living entities.
众生的.
Ashaya Shita.
Ashaya Stitaha.
Situated in the heart.
居住在心中.
Aham, I am.
Aham, 我是.
Adi.
Adi.
The origin.
起源.
Cha, also.
Cha, 也.
Medium, middle.
Medium, 中期.
Cha, also.
Cha, 也.
Bhutana.
Bhutana.
Anta.
Anta.
End.
结尾。
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
肯定的。
Cha and.
Cha 和。
Translation. I am the super soul of Arjuna, seated in the hearts of all living entities. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings.
译文：阿朱那呀，我是超灵，居于众生的心中，我是众生之始、之终、之末。
Report. In this verse, Arjuna is described as Buddhakesha, which means one who has conquered the darkness of sleep. For those who are sleeping in the darkness of ignorance, it is not possible to understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests himself in various ways in the material and spiritual worlds. Thus is addressed by Krishna to Arjuna in Suya. Because Arjuna is above such darkness, the Personality of Godhead agrees to describe his various opulence. Okay.
要知在这节诗中，阿朱呢又被称为 Gudakesha， 即征服了睡眠的黑暗的人。睡在愚昧的黑暗之中的人，无法了解至尊人格守神是怎样在灵性世界和物质世界以不同的方式自我展示的。因此 ，Krishna 对阿朱呢的这个称谓是蕴含深意的，因为阿朱呢超越了这种黑暗，所以至尊人格守神才同意描述自己的种种富裕。
Krishna first informs Arjuna he is the soul of the entire cosmic manifestation by dint of his primary expansion. Before the material creation, the Supreme Lord, by his plenary expansion, accepts the Purusha incarnation, and from him everything begins. Therefore, he is Atma, the soul of the Mahatattva, the universal elements. The total material energy is not the cause of creation. Actually, Mahavishnu enters into the Mahatattva, the total material energy. He is the soul. When Mahavishnu enters into the manifested universe, he again manifests himself as the super soul in each and every entity. We have experienced that the personal body of the living entity exists due to the presence of the spiritual spark. Without the existence of the spiritual spark, the body cannot develop. Similarly, the material manifestation cannot develop unless the Supreme Soul, Krishna, enters, as stated in the Subhala Upanishad. Prakityadi sarva bhuta sarvami sarva sheshi apnarayan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is existing as the Super Soul in all manifested universes. Alright?
Krishna 首先告诉 Arjuna， 他是以其基本扩展而存在于整个宇宙展示的灵魂。在物质创造之前，至尊主以其全权扩展接受了至尊享乐者身份的诸多化身，并从他产生了万物。因此他是灵魂，是整个物质能量的灵魂，是宇宙元素。整个物质能量并不是创造的原因，实际上 Mahavishnu 进入了整个物质能量。当 Mahavishnu 进到已展示的宇宙之中，他再次以超灵的每一生物中展示自己。我们有经验知道，生物躯体的存在是因为有灵性火花之故，没有灵性火花的存在，躯体就不会成长。同样，没有至尊灵魂 Krishna 的进入，物质展示也不会发展。Subhala Upanishad 上说，至尊人格守神以超灵存在于所有展示的宇宙之内。
Next paragraph. The three Purusha avatars are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. They are also described in Narada Pancharatra. One of the Sattvata Tantra. Vishnu's Tutrini, Rupani, Purushabhyan, Yato, Vedu. Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests three features as Karnadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and Sharadakshaya. In this material manifestation, the Mahavishnu or Karnadakshaya Vishnu is described in Brahma Samhita 547. Yakarnana Deleva Yatis Mayoka Nidram Ananta Jagadanda Saroma Kupa Adhara Shakti Mavalambya Param Samurti Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamahamati. The Supreme Lord, the cause of all causes, lying down in the cosmic ocean as Mahavishnu. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the beginning of this universe, the maintainer of the universe, and the end of all energy.
圣典博加瓦坛描述了三个至尊享受者。Sattvata Tantra 上也有描述。至尊人格守神在物质展示中展示为三个形体 Karanodakshaya Vishnu 元音之阳 Vishnu Kabodakshaya Vishnu 运旦之阳 Vishnu 和 Chirodakshaya Vishnu 牛奶之阳 Vishnu。 Brahma Samhita 第五章第四十七十节这样描述了 Mahavishnu 至尊主 Krishna 万元之源以 Mahavishnu 之躯躺在宇宙之阳上，所以至尊人格守神是这个宇宙之始，是宇宙展示的维系者和一切能量的终结。 Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, so we have a short commentary from Bhurivan Prabhu. In this verse and the next 20 verses, Krishna lists various things, objects or groups of living entities, and states that their essence is a chief member of each group.
Sir Marge, I cannot hear you very well.
In the next 20 verses, Krishna lists various objects or groups of living entities.
Krishna explains the objects of what? Sorry.
He lists various things or groups of living entities.
Okay. 对不起啊，刚刚那个声音有点不是特别清楚。就是Bhurivan Prabhu呢，在《向我臣服》这本书里面，对这节诗有一个简短的评述。那么在这节诗到之后的这二十个诗节里面呢，Krishna 他都列出了一系列的生物不同的这个生物体。
Okay, so this is where Krishna, Arjuna is asking Krishna, I want to see how you put material manifestation. So this is the first verse where Krishna starts to describe himself as the universal form.
因为Arjuna 呢，他对 Krishna 提出了请求，就是他希望能够看到主 Krishna 在物质世界的各种展示。所以呢，从这个世界开始呢，Krishna 就向 Arjuna 进行了他的物质、他的宇宙形象的展示的方方面面。
He's giving a name for Arjuna, so that we only hear once. Like Buddha, it means he's conquered the ignorance of sleep.
我们在这里看到 Krishna 给 Arjuna 起了一个名字。那这个名字呢，也是具有深意的，意思是征服了睡眠黑暗的人。
Because that could mean literally that he doesn't sleep, like you know, or that he's conquered the ignorance of, you know, like Lord Chaitanya says, Jitago, sleeping in Maya. Arjuna has conquered that. He's.
那这里面其实并不是说他根本就不睡觉，而是说呢，他像主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所说的那样 Jiva Jago， 也就是一个征服，Jiva Jago 是在 玛雅的大腿上睡觉的人让他醒过来。那么这里面就说呢，尔朱呢他征服了这样的玛雅的睡眠的人。
Because in that, you know, we want to be known saying, Jivjago, wake up sleeping soul. They may be running around very busy in the material world, but they're actually sleeping. It's like dreaming.
就是这些个体的灵魂，也许呢，他其实看着好像是非常忙碌的，在追逐奔跑着，想获得各种各样的东西，但他其实实际上是处于这种睡眠的状态，是睡在玛雅的大腿的状态。
So the first thing is he's the super soul, he's in the heart of everyone.
那首先 Krishna 呢，他是超灵。他居住在众生的心中。
And Krishna is the beginning, middle, and end of everything.
然后 Krishna 呢，他又是众生的知始知终和知末。
Aham, Adhir, Madhyam, Anchicha, just like we have in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Adi Lila and the Madhya Lila and the Anchu, beginning, the middle, and.
就好像是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经，它也是分为初期、中期和末期逍遥的。也就是说呢，有知始、知终和知末。
So there's a lot of explanation.
So
Prabhupada said that his name is very significant because Arjuna is above ignorance. He knows Krishna is the Supreme Lord.
所以虚了帕帕在药这里面就说呢， Krishna 所给他这个名字是非常的重要的，因为 Arjuna 他是一个超越了愚昧的人， Arjuna 他知道 Krishna 是至尊人格守神。
So Krishna is the soul of the universe, you know, he's in everybody's heart. The whole universe comes from him.
Now Krishna, 他是宇宙之魂，他虽然居住在众生的心中，但是整个宇宙呢都是源于他的。
It's the Purusha incarnations of the three Vishnu.
他是 Purusha化身。他是主 Vishnu.
So we heard about the Mahatattva, that's the total material energy, which is just somehow or there, but nothing's manifested. It's just the material.
那所以呢，我们也听到了有 Mahatattva.它是这个至尊的真理，那么所有的一切呢全部都来自于它，但是呢它又超越于所有的这一切。
See earth, water, fire, air and ether and all that somehow or other it all exists but there's no it's just there dead man.
There is no what? They just are there?
It's there, the elements are there butIt's just some like lump of things or something. It's not, nothing's happening until Krishna enters. It's a super, it's a soul.
那么在这个
Krishna enters into the universe.
对。就是在这个物质世界里面呢，它是有各种各样的物质元素，比如说土、水、火、以太这些元素呢，其实都是在那儿，但是呢。是一些无生命的物质，但是 Krishna 他以这个超灵的形式进入到所有的这些物质之中。
So Mahavishnu is under this Mahatattva, and then suddenly it's all moving around in the universe.
那么 Mahavishnu 呢，他就进入了 Mahatattva 之中，然后使得整个这个宇宙它就可以运转起来了。
And then he manifests himself after he's in each place to make things happen. Then he also is a super soul. another expansion.
那么当他进入到了每一个宇宙之后，就是让所有的事情发生之后呢，然后呢他又作为超灵又进入到了所有的生物体之中，就进入了所有的物质之中。
So that's why most, you know, they're thinking they don't know beyond this vision. They know anything about, you know, the universe in the Vedic way. They don't know beyond vision. Because he's so great, Mahavishnu.
那么 Vishnu, Mahavishnu 呢，他是如此的伟大，所以没有任何一个人他是可以超越于他的，去了解超越于他的任何事情的。
But we hear from Brahma Samhita, Vishnur Mahan Sahiyasya Kala Vishesho, that the Mahavishnu is a plenary portion, part of a plenary portion.
但是呢，我们在Brahma Samhita 里面又听到了，这位 Mahavishnu 呢，他只不过是 Vishnu 的一个偏权的扩展而已。主 Balaram 是主 Krishna 的第一层扩展。
And he's exactly the same as Krishna in all power and potency.
而他的这个能量和能力呢，和 Krishna 是完全一模一样的。
But he's a servant of Krishna. Krishna is the supreme person, Arjuna is the supreme, Balarama is the supreme servitor God.
但是呢，主 Balaram 又是 Krishna 的仆人， Krishna 他是至尊人。而主 Balaram 呢是主 Krishna 的至尊的第一仆人。
So he expands in many ways, and there's Chaturvyuha, spiritual Vaikuntha, then there's another one, material world, Vishnu, the universe is coming. So it's very far removed from Krishna, but still so great.
所以说呢，主 Balaram 呢，他又进行了下面的所有的这些扩展，无论是在灵性世界还是在物质世界，都是由他所扩展出来的。所以说呢，他也是依然非常的伟大。
Because all the material universes are coming from the body of Maha.
所有的这些物质的宇宙全部都来自于 Mahavishnu。
And then he expands to the within each universe is Garbhadakasha.
然后 Mahavishnu 呢，他又在每一个宇宙之中呢，又进行了进一步的扩展，扩展成了就是这个 Garbhadakasha Vishnu 运旦之阳。
So any of these Vishnus even is completely inconceivable to our tiny minds, but they're very far, you know, from Krishna.
所有的这些 Vishnu 呢，其实已经是超越了我们的小脑子可以想清楚的了。但是呢，他们 you mean all of the Vishnus are far away from Krishna?
Yeah, Krishna is expanding so many times before you become a Vishnu.
Yeah.那但是由于这个 Krishna 他其实都已经是扩展了很多很多层之后才扩展到 Mahavishnu 就是 Vishnu 的这一级别的这些 Vishnu 所以说呢就是这些 Vishnu 离 Krishna 来说呢也是已经是很遥远的了
So just like our no material body whether it's human or tree or bacteria can developUnless there's a soul there.
那么比如说就在我们的这个世界里面，我们有这个各种各样的事物，我们有人、有树、有细菌，但是呢，所有的这些呢都是有灵魂存在的，所以呢，他们才可以运作。
When the soul enters into the body will develop and grow.
那当这个灵魂进入到体内的时候呢，这个体这个身体它才有可能成长，能够进行发展。
And when the soul leaves the body,
而当灵魂离开了躯体之后，
So the universe cannot develop either unless the supreme soul enters into.
所以呢，当这个灵魂离开躯体之后呢，这个躯体就没有办法再继续存活了。那么这个宇宙也是如此。如果是没有超灵在其中的话，那么这个宇宙也就没有办法继续的运作了。
The saying that the Purusha avatars are described in the Narada Pancharatra, they're described in many different places. Srimad Bhagavatam.
嗯，在那个在那么就是这三位 Vishnu， 三个至尊的享受者，在 Narada Pancharatra 以及在圣典波迦瓦坛里的很多地方都对其进行了描述。
With Karandakisha Vishnu, we get a description from Brahma Samhita. Yakarnanarna Vachaleva Chitisma Yoga Nidram Ananta Jagatanga Sumapupa Adhara Shaktim Avalambya Param Samurti Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who has his own great form. This is from the Brahma Samhita number 46.
Yeah, 那么刚才这个讲描述的是Brahma Samhita 的第五章的第47节。至尊主 Krishna 万缘之源与 Mahavishnu 之躯躺在宇宙之阳上，所以至尊人格首身是这个宇宙之始，是宇宙展示的维系者和一切能量的终结。
Do you have that translation available?
Yeah, because it's quoted in the verse. I mean, the verses of the purport of the verse of the
Not the whole thing.
Right.I don't have the Chinese with me. I don't know if it's translated.
Okay, so anyway, he has all unlimited potency. He's called Shesha sometimes.
所以无论如何呢，他是具有无限的力量的，他被称为叫 Shesha， 有的时候。
Lying in the causal ocean with the infinity, the unlimited everything of the material world within themPores of his hair and his skin and the pores, we call it, you know, where you sweat.
因为我躺在这个元阴之阳之中是无限的，而且呢，所有的就是我呢进入到了所有就是从我的这个对，就是从我的这个毛孔里面，以及我从我的这个毛发的毛孔之间。产生出了所有的这些宇宙。
He is in what's called yoga nidra, creative sleep.
但是呢，我却处在一个 yoga nidra 的一个状态，就是处在一个睡眠的状态。
So then it's described that when he breathes out, all the universes come out, like just like when we sweat, we get some little bit of water.From him comes the universes.
所以呢，就描述成就是当他在呼吸的时候，当他在一呼的时候呢，所有的这些宇宙全部都被呼了出来。那就好像我们在出汗的时候呢，会从毛孔里面冒出一些这个水滴，就像是这个小的水珠一样，这些就是这些宇宙。
So.Then he enters into each universe again as the Garbhodaksha Vishnu.
然后呢，他又作为 Garbhodaksha Vishnu 又进入到了所有的这些宇宙之中。
And that, then from, that's where the name, the lotus flower comes out from the navel and lower abdomen.
就好像从主的，就像从主的肚脐上生出了莲花。Marge, I cannot hear you.
So, yeah, because I didn't say anything. I was thinking.
Oh, sorry, 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 sorry.
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 So this chapter, like Arjuna asked, I want to know how here in this universe. So this is first.
所以在这一章里面呢，Arjuna 就询问了 Krishna， 您是如何在这宇宙中运转的？所以 Krishna 就在向 Arjuna 进行解释。
He's the soul of the.Is the super soul.
对，它是超灵。
So that's described in many places. How is the super soul? It's directing everything.
现在在很多的世界里面呢，就描述了它是如何作为超灵在指导着一切的。
And aham adir.Ancham Ancham. He is the beginning, the middle, and the end of everything.
而且呢，他是一切的之始、之终和之末。Maharaj.Maharaj, Sani Maharaj. Oh, Sani Maharaj, Maharaj 断了。对不起啊，现在断线了。
好，我们重新连一下啊。
嗯嗯。Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Sorry, somehow the internet. Alright, so I don't know where we left off. So anyway, Krishna says he's the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Krishna, 他就解释说呢，他是知始、知终和知末，他是一切的开始、中间和知末，结束。
And in the Bhagavatam, when he tells, Brahma, before there was anything else, there was me.
然后在圣典不教瓦坛里面，他对主 Brahma 说呢，在一切发生之前，只有我。
And while there is the material manifestation, there is me. Meaning Krishna.
而且 Krishna 说呢，就是在这个物质世界在显现的过程中呢，有我。
And then, after the annihilation of the universe, there's still only me, Krishna.
然后他又说呢，在这个物质世界遭到毁灭之后呢，依然只有我。
So that's kind of an explanation of how Krishna is the beginning, the middle, and the end of everything.
那么，所以这也是一种对于 Krishna， 他是一切的。开始之中和结束的解释。
So then, as this chapter goes on, it is telling how within the universe, different things can help us try to get understanding of what Krishna's position is.
所以呢，在这一章的后面呢，也在给我们解释如何在。这个物质世界里面的一切可以帮助我们去理解 Krishna 所处在的位置。
So he says, you know, he's amongst mountains, he's Mount Meru or something. just whatever amongst any group of things, Krishna is the greatest one.
嗯，然后他也就比如说给我们解释了，在众山之中，他是喜马拉雅，以及还有其他的，就是无论他在哪一个群组中的事物，他都是那个事物中最棒的那一位。
So like just the next verse, 21. Among the ditches, that means, you know, a deity had so many sons and many different demigods. One of them was Vishnu. So amongst all the demigods, he's Vishnu, he's the greatest.
那在第二十一世界中里面，他就讲到了，在 Aditya 诸子中，我是 Vishnu。那么 Aditya 呢，他是有很多儿子的，嗯，很多都是半神人。那么所以他就讲到了，在所有的半神人之中，我是 Vishnu。就 Vishnu 是谁
？Among love, he sees the radiant sun. The sun is the most powerful light, lighting the entire universe.
在光芒。在光芒之中呢，我是太阳，因为太阳呢，它是最强大的光芒，它照亮了整个宇宙。
Among the Maruts is Marichi, so Marichi must be the leader.
在 Maruts 中，也就是在雷电中，我是 Marichi。
And among stars is the moon. The moon is the most prominent star. It's light.The stars we can see at night, but they don't have light. But the moon, when the moon is bright, we can see.
那在群星之中呢？我是月亮，因为月亮是在所有的星星之中最亮的一位。比如说，我们并没有办法看到夜空中的所有这些星星，但是月亮我们确实可以看到的。
And in the universal form.The sun and the moon are said to be the
Say, sorry, in the universal form and could you say it again?
Yeah, the sun and the moon are the eyes.
Okay, 那么这个太阳和月亮呢是主的宇宙形象的眼睛。
And Marichi is the controlling deity of all the wind and the universe.
那 Marichi 呢？他是就是控制风啊，就是控制这种各种各样移动的这位半神人。那么他呢，也代表的是 Krishna。
So that's just an idea of how you know that. So there's many verses like this. And at the end, Krishna says that all the wonderful and glorious things that.In the universe, which is unlimited, you know, we're bewildered by the beautiful, glorious things of this little planet, and we don't even know the whole planet. It's just a spark of Krishna's glories.
然后这个只是描述 Krishna 的所有的在宇宙创造中的这个展示中的第一个世界，在后面的这二十个世界里面呢。都以这样的方式描述了 Krishna 在宇宙的展示中的方方面面的体现，但是呢，它只不过呢是Krishna 的众荣耀中的一个水，就是一个火花而已。
So we're living in the material world and we see things in the material world all the time. So Krishna is giving us guidance. We can remember him even when we're seeing these things in the material.
因为我们是居住在这个物质世界，所以呢，我们能够看到这个物质世界的各种各样的展示。所以 Krishna 呢，他就给了我们所有的这些要点，让我们能够提醒我们在 Krishna 就是在这个物质世界在生活的时候，如何能够与他联系在一起，如何能够看到他。
Until somehow someday, you know, one is becomes really understanding Krishna.And just always be chanting the holy name and seeing Krishna everywhere.
直到某一天，不知道通过某种方式， 我们终于能够真正的觉悟到 Krishna， 而能够不断的去通过唱诵 Krishna 的名字来和他连接在一起。OK， 那个讲述呢就先到这儿，看大家有没有任何的问题。Yes, I see there is a question from Radhananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva， 请问规范修习不够稳固的奉献者在死亡来临时如何做才能够保证自己仍然具有 Krishna 知觉？躯体老化的奉献者自己不在 Japa， 总期待着其他奉献者为自己念诵或服务，这样的奉献者死亡时会有什么结果呢？我们像佛教徒一样把念诵圣名的圈属回向给有病或死亡的奉献者有效吗？有效吗？感恩翻译马大吉。Hare Krishna, please accept my very very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. My question is that for those devotees who doesn't very determinedly fix in the sadhana, when he or she meets the moment of death, what he or she need to do to still maintain in the state of Krishna consciousness? And
we need your mercy.
OK， 我先念了就是这个问题的第一部分啊。那么马尔说呢，我们需要仁慈。
You know, we would hope that if a devotee is sincere but they're weak, you know, that they will be surrounded by other devotees or something, and Krishna will just, you know, have them respect.
Krishna want what? Sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
That we're all dependent on Krishna's mercy.
Okay.就是我们所有的人呢都是依靠于 Krishna 的仁慈的，就是有一些奉献者呢他自己的这个 sadhana 并不是非常的稳固的话，那他是需要有其他的奉献者在他的身边。
But it's better to think about what happens to a devotee who is trying very hard, is maintaining his practices nicely.
但是我们最好呢总是在冥想着一位真正的非常认真的在修习 Krishna 知觉的奉献者，想着他是如何很好的在修炼着。
Be positive and try to inspire everyone.
Sir Mark, you are saying that we're trying to think about the devotee like that, or we're trying to be a devotee like that?
No, we should better that we think about what happens to a devotee who seriously practices.
Yeah. 就是还是就是我们最好还是努力的去想着一个很好的在修习的奉献者。
He keeps trying.
而且呢我们自己要不断的去努力让自己变得很好的去修习。
And we don't know that, you know, a devotee's mind, we shouldn't be judging other devotees, we should be looking at ourselves.
而且呢就是当我们
That's what we say, Sadhu Sangha, stay in the association of devotees, because then, even if we're weak, you know, will devotees be with devotees and they help us.
还有呢就是我们其实不能够了解其他的奉献者的内心是怎么想的，所以呢我们就不要从人家的外在的表现去对人家进行任何的评判，真的我们要想着这个人他其实他还是休息得很好的。还有另外一点呢就是我们需要保持在和萨杜的联谊之中，萨杜桑嘎之中，这样当我们在软弱的时候我们就可以得到他们的帮助，能够始终被他们所激励着。
So hopefully for anyone, we hope we can remember Krishna at the time of death and being around devotees.
而且呢，我们也希望每一个人在死亡来临的时候呢，心里面都能够记着 Krishna。但如果我们要是能够有奉献者在身边的话呢，那就可以有助于我们在这一刻来临的时候能够记住他。
And all of us should be trying to help each other because, you know, we're all weak in many different ways and we need help so we can practice.
而且呢，我们每一个人呢都应该尽力的去相互帮助彼此，因为有很多情况呢都会让我们变得软弱，所以呢当这种软弱的时刻来临的时候呢，我们就应该对彼此之间伸出援助之手。
That's why Srila Prabhupada made it a society.
那也就是为什么 Srila Prabhupada 他会建立起我们这个社团。
The temples. It's not like it's an easy thing to do to make temples. Even to move or anything and maintain them. But that's so that devotees come together.
其实建庙啊，还有这个维系这个庙啊，并不是一件容易的事情。但是我们依然这么做的原因呢，就是由于，可以给奉献者一个地方，然后呢，可以使奉献者之间得到相互的帮助。
Alright.
Yes, the next part of her question is that, for those aging devotees, they won't chant the japas by themselves anymore.They're always expecting that the other devotees can chant for them and can do the service for them. So for such devotees, what they will meet in the end moment. And also,
what do you mean,
Yeah. Well, basically, I think she's saying that when these aging devotees, when they pass away, where they will go, what's the result will be them.And then she's asking, I think this is related. She said that, because for those, Buddhist, petitioners, they chanting whatever the prayers, they just, pray all of the benefits from praying will, go back to the sick or dead devotee. So if we're doing the same thing while we're chanting,We pray all the benefit from chanting will do some good to those dead or sick devotees. Do you think that will be an effective way to do so?
Yeah, you mean devotees that are so sick that they're not able to chant?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, they're either sick or too old.They cannot chant. Yeah.
So, you know, they're not sinful. They're not against. So hopefully they can have either hear other devotees chanting or some kind of machine so they can hear the holy name all the time. So we don't know that in their mind they may be chanting very nice. If they were chanting up until...When they were younger and healthier, if they were always chanting, Krishna never forgets them.
那就像您刚才这个问题里面所提到这种情况啊，就是躯体老化或者说是这个病得很严重的奉献者，那他如果是自己没有办法再念诵了的话呢，可能在他身边呢有这个奉献者在帮他念诵，或者呢在他身边放了一个念诵机，在他耳边在念。那么我们不知道就是当他在聆听到这些念诵的时候，他是不是自己在心里面也是在非常好的在念诵。如果他自己在心里面非常真诚的非常好在念诵的话，那么在他死亡这一刻来临的时候， Krishna 也是不会忘记他的。
But I can't say, you know, where some soul is going at the time of death. That's up to Krishna. We don't know.
但是我没有办法说任何一个灵魂在离开躯体的时候他的终极地会是哪儿他会去到哪儿因为这完全是取决于 Krishna 的决定。
We do know different states, like if someone remembers Krishna at the time of death, and at the time of death, then special mercy from Kali Yuga Krishna.
You mean even the sages in Kali Yuga, because they're remembering
yeah,
Krishna.
Yeah, the special mercy of Kali Yuga.
Okay.
Yeah. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, whatever you're thinking of at the time of death. Is...
但是呢，确实有些这个特别的这个灵魂，一些圣人，在卡利年代的这个时候呢，他也会得到特别的仁慈。那么在他死亡的时候呢，他就会得到这样的解脱。因为 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面也说了，就是当你在死亡的时候，你的心念所专注的地方，也是你所去到的地方。
So generally, whatever we're thinking about it while we're alive is what we'll think about at the time.
但是通常来说呢，就是当我们在活着的时候，我们脑子里面所想的事情，也会是我们在死亡那一刻所想的。
Alright.
But the last part of her question, she asked about what about do we give the benefit of the chanting from our own rounds back to those deceased or old devotees? Do you think that will be very helpful for them?
Yes. Yeah.
如果我们要是把我们 Sorry?
It's important. The power of prayer of devotees is very powerful. Everyone.
那如果要是我们要是就是当在念诵的时候把它当做一个祈祷回向给这位奉献者的话，那也是有用的。因为马尔是说呢，一位奉献者他的祈祷是非常的有力量的。Okay, Marge, next question?
Yeah.
The next question is from Yang Gai Lian Mataji. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru 和翻译，灵魂是睡眠的状态，怎么还有独立性呢？独立性怎么表现出来的？ Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Maharaj. Because the soul is in the state of sleeping. If the soul is sleeping, how come it has the independency? And also, how...to show this type of independency.
How to what?
How the independence is to be manifested? How to reveal? How can we tell? Yeah, how can we tell that the soul has independence?
Well, Krishna says we have independence.
Krishna 说我们有独立性。
The only real independence is we can choose spiritual and material.
因为就只有在这种因为只有在这种独立性有这种独立性的状态下，我们才能够选择是要灵性的还是才要物质的。
We can choose to serve Krishna directly, or we can choose to serve the inferior material energy.
所以呢，我们才能够去选择，我们到底是直接的去服务 Krishna 呢，还是我们去服务 Krishna 的低德的能量
？Yeah, I think that's our independence.
所以呢，我们总是有这样的独立性。
The other so-called independence of the world is all delusion.
I didn't hear, Maharaj. Could you say it again?
The so-called independence of the material world is all just illusion.
但是在这个物质世界的所谓的独立性，其实只不过就是虚幻。
Because it's like, you know, you can choose what kind of restaurant you'll go to, or what kind of clothes you'll wear, and...or who you're going to vote for in some countries, you know, like America, independence. Everybody can vote for the person they want. But it's not really independence because it's controlled by the modes of nature.
比如说呢，我们 我们可以自己决定去哪儿啊，或者说我们今天穿什么衣服啊，或者比如说在美国，就是每个人都有这个独立性去进行大选啊，选举谁当你自己的总统啊。但是其实这些看似好像是独立性，其实并不是，因为它是被物质自然所控制的。
But like someone like Narada Muni, he's really independent. He can go wherever he wants and move away.
比如说呢，像 Narada Muni 这样的人呢，他才是真正的独立的，因为他可以去任何一个他想去的地方。
Narada Muni, he's really independent. We can think, well, I'm independent. Now in China, you can't think that, but normally you can travel wherever you want. But then when we want to travel, we have to get a visa or ticket and so many things. But Narada Muni doesn't need any of those things. He can go anywhere in the universe, even by Kota, just by thinking about it and immediately be there. He has the highest independence.
比如说呢，像在中国现在我们就觉得可能我们是独立的，但其实我们并不独立。那比如说像Narada Muni，他才是真正的独立的，他想去哪儿就去哪儿。那现在如果我们要是想去一个地方呢，我们必须还要有签证啊，要买票啊，然后呢有各种各样的这种程序需要走才可以去。但是呢像Narada Muni呢，他想要去哪儿他立刻就到了那个地方，所以呢他才是具有最高的独立性的人。Yes. Next question from 幸运星 Mataji. Hare Krishna, 感恩 Guru Maharaj 的仁慈的讲课，谢谢翻译。现在这个新冠肺炎是主的能量吗？我们这个小小的县城已经有十多例了，成了重灾区，我们该怎么祈祷呢？ Hare Krishna, Maharaj, thank you very much for your very merciful lecture.And for right now, for the new novel coronavirus, do you think that is also the energy from the Lord? Because I'm living in a very small town, and already find more than 10 diseases cases who infected with the virus. So it's a quite heavy area right now. So what is the right way for pray?
What's
the right prayer?
We can remember Krishna.
Ultimately, it's what?
That we can remember Krishna.
那终极来说呢，可以让我们记住 Krishna.
But everything, the energy of Krishna, the entire world is a place of.Temporary and miserable. So birth, death, disease, and old age are always present.
那么因为这个物质世界呢，它本来就是一个生老病死之地，所以呢，它是这种样的一个展示。但是在这个世界的所有的一切，它都是短暂而临时的出现。
Okay.
Yes.So how to pray? So she's asking that is what is the right prayer?
Highest prayer is Hare Krishna.
Okay, 那么就是所谓的那么最好的最高的祈祷的方式就是念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
That's beneficial for everyone.Most purifying sound vibration.
而且呢，也希望能够鼓励所有的人都能够让自己沉醉在这样的声音的震动里。The next question is from. Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, the next question is from Yamuna Tira Mataji. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru Maharaj. 病毒是一种没有细胞结构的生命体，它有灵魂吗？ Krishna 如何维系病毒的存在呢？ Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. The virus is a kind of living entity, but without the cell structure. Do you think virus also have the soul? And also, how Lord Krishna maintain the existence of the virus?
Krishna, everything, every living thing has soul.
所有的生物体，所有活着的存在都是有灵魂的。
And it's pure soul.
Sorry?
So it's the soul and the super soul, wherever it is.
Okay, 就是所有的生物体呢，它都是有灵魂和超灵的存在的。
And then that,
Maharaj?
Yeah.
Sorry,
the super soul maintains everything, everybody, everything. And Krishna says he's the soul of the universe, and he's the super soul in everyone's heart. So we're really maintained by Krishna.
那么因为 Krishna 他是宇宙的灵魂，那么他是在所有的生物体的内心之中，所以呢所有的这一切都是被 Krishna 所维系的。
So Krishna maintains everything. It's Krishna's transcendental energy.
那 Krishna 呢，他是一个超然的能量，但是他又维系着所有的一切。
How does he maintain every dog or cat or tree or bacteria, all these things, Krishna, somehow, they're all living entities due to different desires that the souls have. They exist in different bodies.
The Krishna 呢，他维系着狗啊，维系着各种各样的生物体，维系着生物。那么，这个。You mean the Lord Krishna maintains everyone depends on the desires of each of the living entity. 那么那个 Krishna 呢，他是根据每一个生物 Krishna 他是根据每一个生物体的这种各自的这种愿望在维系着他们的存在。
Maintaining everything.
是超灵在维系着一切。
If the soul is, you know, like
Maharaj. Maharaj.沙地玛拉吉，我听不到马尔这边讲话，我不知道是他断了还是我断了。
嗯，咕噜又断了，咕噜又掉线。
咕噜断。
我等一下啊，我再呼一下咕。
嗯嗯。
Okay, sorry. My internet.
Sorry, could you say again if you say anything because I didn't hear.
This over and over again. Super soul is. That's what the verse said. That. Krishna says, "I'm the soul of the universe."
嗯。对，就是这个 Krishna 他在《博迦梵歌》里面呢也说了很多次，那么他就说到呢，因为 Krishna 他是超灵，而且呢他是宇宙的灵魂。
So when that soul enters the universe, then it becomes the universe. Otherwise, it's just a big something of the elements and everything.
We don't know what
it looks like.
就是因为这个灵魂它进入到了这个宇宙中呢，这个宇宙它才开始变得具有了这个运作的能力，否则的话这个宇宙它只不过就是一堆物质而已。
So the super soul is always with the soul, and then we get a body inside. It's very hard to understand why a soul would want to be a virus or even a mosquito or a poisonous snake or something. But
所以呢，这个灵魂它总是跟超灵在一起，而且呢，根据这个灵魂它自己的这个愿望呢，它就进入到了不同的躯体里面。但是我们也很难理解，为什么有的灵魂它愿意进入到像这个蚊子呀，或者像细菌啊、病毒啊这样的躯体之中，但是呢，就是这样展现的。
All right, so
yeah.
How does Krishna maintain the body? With trillions of cells, and every cell has a soul. You know, it's it's inconceivable. That's why we worship Krishna.
那么整个这件事情呢是Chintya Vidavida Tattva， 它是一个非常的不可思议的一种展现。那么 Krishna 呢，它是在我们的这具躯体里面，但是我们这躯体里面呢有很多的细胞，而 Krishna 呢它又在所有的这些细胞里面，所以这确实是很难理解不可思议的。那也就是为什么我们要崇拜 Krishna 了，因为它是所有的一切的源泉。Next question?From Sati Mataji for another devotee. She said that 一位新人 Mataji 的丈夫不是素食者，他主动要做菜给 Krishna 供奉。供奉后问他的妻子 Krishna 都喜欢吃他做的菜吗？这个新人既高兴丈夫能够主动做服务，但又担心他是肉食者不被主接受，他应该怎么回答丈夫合适呢？顶拜 Guru 和翻译。 A newcomer, Mataji's husband is not a vegetarian. However, he is initiatively to cook for Krishna, to offer the food to him. And after the offering, he asked his wife, "Do you think Krishna like my cooking?" And this Mataji, in one way, she's very happy for her husband to very initiatively to do the service for the Lord.However, she's also concerned that because she's not a vegetarian, she's still eating meat, so his service won't be accepted by the Lord. So what will be the right answer for her to her husband?
Yes, Krishna is happy that someone tries to serve him. And by doing that, they'll get
you may...当有人要试着为 Krishna 做服务的时候， Krishna 是很开心的，而且呢他的这种努力会让他得到净化。
So you know, Krishna is somehow inspiring him. He wants to offer, and he didn't offer meat or anything, so Krishna said, maybe we can offer to the deities, but Krishna appreciates any kind of effort. We teach many people, just try to offer
them. Because we...那么因为我们跟很多人都在说呢，就是尽量的把这个事物供奉给 Krishna， 尽量的向 Krishna 去供奉。那么这位 Mataji 的先生，他既然没有向 Krishna 供�奉肉食，而是向 Krishna 去供奉他所做的这个菜的话呢，那实际上是很让 Krishna 开心的，而且呢 Krishna 也会帮助他得到净化。
So we know anyway that, you know, even the most sinful person, if they chant Hare Krishna, Krishna's pleased.
而且呢，我们大家都知道，即便是一个非常简单的人，如果他就在念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的话， Krishna 也会很开心。
Krishna
他是 Krishna 他是非常的仁慈的，特别是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
All right.
Yes. So the next question from Sati Madhaji, 在薄伽梵歌第三章第三节是的要旨的第二段里说，两种瑜伽相辅相成，就像哲学和宗教一样。这里可以把哲学和宗教理解为瑜伽体系吗？或者把Samkhya Yoga 和 Jnana Yoga 理解为哲学和宗教？感恩姑的解答。In the Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, verse number 3, in the purport,The second paragraph, it is said that the two yogas, they assist each other, just like the philosophy and religion, they assist each other. So, can we understand that the philosophy and the religions, they are a kind of a yoga system? Or we can say the Samkhya Yoga and Jnana Yoga,They are the philosophy and religion.
Which chapter are you talking about?
She's talking about chapter 3, verse number 3, purport, second paragraph. Chapter 3, verse number 3, and the purport.
Yeah,
there was only one paragraph. Anyway, here is that Sankhya Yoga and Karma Yoga or Buddha.
Yoga means if someone is practicing any of these things, trying to connect to Krishna.
Yeah. 那么是这样去理解啊，就是所有的人他在修习，无论是哪种这些法门，他都是想要跟 Krishna 相连接。
They're all part of yoga.
那么所有这些呢都是瑜伽的一部分。
So, I'm not exactly sure what the question is.
Well, let me ask her to preface. Sati Maji, 就您的这个关于瑜伽的这个问题，因为刚才在看这第三章第三十节的要旨的时候它只有一段，所以能再解释一下您这个问题吗？您是说，就是 Samkhya Yoga 被理解为哲学，然后 Jnana Yoga 被理解为是宗教，你是想问出这个问题吗？
对对对，是，就是它这两个，就是这个 Samkhya Yoga 和 Jnana Yoga 这个概念上能和哲学和宗教这样替换的理解吗？对。
Yeah, okay, Marge, she is asking that if we just can simply understand that Samkhya Yoga is equivalent to philosophy.And Jnana Yoga is equivalent to religion. Can we understand in that way?
Not exactly.
不能，不是这样的。
Jnana Yoga, most people that practice it is for knowledge and mystic power.
那么这个 Jnana Yoga 呢？那么 Jnana Yoga 呢？就是 ，sorry, Maharaj, please allow me.那么 Jnana Yoga 呢，它是是通过知识，然后呢来获得玄秘的力量。然后呢，这个Samkhya Yoga 数论瑜伽呢，要比这个要更多一些。Sorry, Maharaj, please go ahead.
Again, it only depends on the mentality of the practitioner. Samkhya is a process of the supreme doing it.
Yeah,
political
study,
and material, and in the name, this is not supreme, this is not supreme. So eventually they can get to understand that they don't know, and then they'll get mercy to somehow Krishna.
那么这个 Sankhya Yoga 呢，它也取决于这个修习者的这个心态。那么通常来说呢，这个 Sankhya Yoga 它就是希望能够去了解至尊到底是谁，到底是怎么回事，但是呢它是通过一种分析的这个体系来完成的，而且呢它也会就是通过来用这个排除法，就是发现这也不是那也不是，然后都不是，然后最终呢他在这个休息的这个过程中呢，他就得到了主的仁慈，然后呢就能够了解主了。
So that's, you know, a little too speculative, I think, you know, just philosophy. It all goes together. You know, philosophy without religion is just mental speculation.
所以说呢，不能够把他们简单的给替换成一个是哲学，一个是宗教，因为他们都是总是齐头并进的，是在一起的。
But religion without philosophy is also just fanaticism.
就是宗教不能够没有哲学，哲学也不能够没有宗教。
That's, you know, there's people that say they're religious, but there's no other religion on the highway. Everyone else is wrong. You know, there's no philosophy, no understanding. There has to be some philosophical inquiry into it.
在这个宗教里面必须是要有哲学的足以渐进的这种支撑的。
Because
she quoted the statement from the purport, but in Chinese, let me translate it. Here said that 两种瑜伽相辅相成，就像哲学和宗教一样。这里可以把哲学和宗教理解为瑜伽体系吗 ？Sankhya.She's asking that the two yogas, the Sankhya Yoga and Jnana Yoga, they are assisting each other, just like the philosophy and religion, they're assisting each other. So here, can we understand that the philosophy and the religion, they are the yoga system? So she's asking that if the philosophy and the religion, they are actually the yoga system, Sankhya Yoga.
Yes, something like.
是的，是类似于这样的理解。
So both of them are independent, it says in English. Both the units are independent and religion and religion. He doesn't say that one is religious
or one is philosophy. Both of them have religious and philosophy. Okay. 其实那 Imar 在查这个英文的这个原话啊，英文的原话就是说，这两种瑜伽他们都是相互独立的，就是就像是这个哲学和宗教。Marge, is it okay for you to quote that? That could you share me the English with me?
Yeah.
The
interdependent. They work together.
Okay, 对不起啊。Okay, 这个原话是这样说的，就是说这两种瑜伽，它们都是相互。连接在一起的，就好像是哲学跟宗教一样，就这意思，就是相辅相成的。
So、I don't know.
Yes.
It's way up ahead where it mentioned, which but anyway, Prabhupada, any is a statement that is sentimental sometimes.
但是无论如何呢，薛拉帕帕最后他就说呢，如果要是一个 没有哲学的宗教，它只是感情用事。 Much can I understand in this way for Satyamaji. Actually, here is an analogy of the philosophy and religion to these two yogas, but not saying that the philosophy and the religions, they are actually the yoga system. But here, just the analogy to understand
yeah,
that. Yes, okay. Okay.
I don't see where I'm saying
that. Yeah, yeah. 实际上是这么说的啊，就是这两种瑜伽相辅相成，就像哲学和宗教一样，它其实是把这个宗教和哲学对这两种瑜伽来进行一个排比的一个比喻，来让我们更好的理解，而并不是说这哲学和宗教就是瑜伽体系。
OK, 非常感谢。
OK.
I don't see where it says.
Yeah, Marge, you answer her question. Yeah, you answer her question. Okay, so let's move to the next one. Jambavati Mataji said that, 顶拜咕噜的莲花族，请问，念诵时声音有震动，默念时声音是否有震动？ Please accept my very humble obeisances to you. My question is that, when we chant with sound, actually there is a vibration. However, if we chant in silent, is there a vibration there?
Yes, it's very subtle. Like.
当我们在默念的时候呢，也是有震动的，这是一个非常轻微的震动。
What vibration is vibration? Can't hear them with our ears, but they exist.
那虽然当我们在默念的时候呢，我们用耳朵是听不到的，但是呢，它是有震动的，它是有声音的。因为当我。对，因为当我们在默念的时候呢，我们的这个心意其实并不是寂静的，并不是寂寞的，所以呢，这个心念它是可以听到我们默念出来的这个声音的震动的。
It's like the Wi-Fi, whatever the meeting point is now, raised it open.They're silent, but when they're picked up by a proper receiver, they become not.
那就比如说我们的这个 WiFi 的波动，还有呢，就比如说各种各样的这个收音机它所发出来的这些波动，那么这些这个波动呢，它本身是寂静的，它是没有声音的。可是呢，当它被这个接收者所收到之后呢，这声音就出来了。
So sometimes people can communicate by the microphone, but also the other person picks it up. But it's like they're hearing it. They're hearing it.
So. 所以有的时候呢，就是人们他可以通过这个心念，就是心意的这个信息的这种传动，能够让远方的人听到他内心的想法。
Telepathy.
Sorry?
In some examples.
Like, 那有好多的例子都是这样的。
The dog can hear many things that a human being can't hear.
狗狗呢是可以听到很多的人类听不到的声音的。
So, we had these whistles, and you can...blow this whistle, but no human being hears anything. But for the dog, it's very loud.
那有的时候呢，当我们就是吹哨的时候，那么人类他是听不到这个哨音里面传递的这个信息的，但是狗它是可以听到的。
So thoughts are vibration.
而且呢，就是我们的这个心念，这个想法也都是震动。
All right.
Yeah, the next question is from Yamuna Tira Mataji, Gan Guru. Krishna 和灵魂在躯体的每一个细胞中，那么躯体每个细胞和细胞中的灵魂和超灵，这个生物的个体灵魂和超灵是什么关系呢？Maharaj, thank you very much. Since Lord Krishna exists in all the bodies, every cell as a super soul, but how the soul and the super soul in this body, in this big body, related with the soul and the super soul in each of the cells?
Somehow or other, you know, the cells all work this. That the more people study even science itself, see they have intelligence. So somehow or other, they're all working together. The director of the one main soul, you know, the body.
那么就是通过某种方式呢？
The body of that cell, they don't live very long. Changing, but they work, somehow they all work together. It's just another miraculous. Can't explain exactly.
You mean the scientists try to study on this, but they were not able to get at what he said in the first part?
The more they, you know, can examine the cell because they get better microscopes, they see that the cell has intelligence.
Has intelligence.
The indication of the soul being there.
因为就是现在这个科学家他们进行研究的这些器皿呢是越来越精微，所以呢当他们越多的去研究细胞的时候呢，他们就越来越发现这些细胞都是有智慧的。那么这另外一个非常神奇的地方呢，就是所有的这些细胞呢，他们其实都是通过某种方式在为这个躯体的同一个方向在进行着努力，但是呢他们其实都是在被同一的这个超灵的指导的状态下在完成的。
So generally all the cells they cooperate and work together. Sometimes in the case of like cancer or something, some cells go crazy and attack other cells and make trouble.
所以通常来说呢，这些细胞它们都是同意，就是这个同意目的的在做同样的一个服务。但是比如说如果是出现了有癌症的这种状况的时候，也就意味着有些细胞变疯了，发疯了，所以呢它就逆其道而行了。
Just like in any society, you know, the people generally all work together under the leader of, you know, the government or company or whatever, but sometimes rebel and act crazy.
就好像在我们的这个社会之中呢，大部分的人其实都还是奉公守法，而且呢都是会按照这个主流的目标去做事情的，但是会就会有一些反叛者出现，就会有一些叛逆者的出现。
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Yeah, so does everything.
Oh, I have a question. So far, all the devotees are still healthy. Is that right?
Oh, okay. Maharaj 现在对咱们大家有一个问题，就到目前为止，是不是咱们所有的奉献者都还处于没有被感染的状态？ As far as I know, there is no devotees to be infected. That I'm not so sure. 但是马姐，您知道吗？
对，您说的对，没错。
Even in Wuhan,
yeah, yeah, 就是即便是武汉的奉献者们现在也都非常的健康，是吧？都没事，
是的，
是
的，而且也有在医院一线工作的奉献者，暂时也都还好，
也都没事，是。
Yeah,
Maharaj, so far so good. You, all devotees in Wuhan, remain healthy, and we actually also have the doctors, devotee doctors who are, working.Render services in the hospital, so they are also remain safe right now.
Because from the news we hear, sometimes they say it's, you know, so much bigger than other people say, and we don't know what's going on.
What do you mean? Sorry, I don't get you.
the news that comes from, you know, other countries, because it's a terrible thing happening. People are so much afraid of Chinese people in New York City. Nobody's going to Chinatown, and nobody's eating in Chinese restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. 那因为就是在其他的国家呢，就是对于这件事情的这个传播呢，有的时候也是有一些这个耸人听闻的。比如说，世界各地的人们比较害怕中国人，在纽约呢，大家不怎么跟中国人联系了，而且不去这个中国城了，就觉得这个病还是挺严重的。Yeah, well, but right now we are the policy here in China is quite strict, so people has to be very strictly to be quarantined in the house.Especially for those who are traveling from one place to a new place. Marge, Simon, Marge 断了，他没有听到我说我跟他说的话，但是，对，咱断，要不然就把这句话，就把这句话结束了吧。
对，结束吧，嗯。
就结束吧，好吧，那我说最后啊。Hare Krishna，不好意思啊。Maharaj 那边的那个网不是特别的平顺，所以说呢，阿 Maharaj 就不在了。但是呢，由于他回答了所有的这些问题，所以呢，我们也就把今天这节课就这么就结束了。所以非常非常感谢 Kavichandra Maharaj 为我们今天的这节课的讲述，也很感恩所有的奉献者聆听。谢谢 Sati Maharaj 为我们安排的这个平台。那祝所有的奉献者在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的。周五，然后呢，我们也为所有的处在疫区的奉献者们和所有的大家祈祷。这应该是马尔斯的可以打电话。